We began to back up toward the reception area. "Why were you boys laughing when you brought him in?" the nurse asked suddenly. She stood by the doctor with the blood pressure cuff in her hands. "Why are you grinning now?" She sounded angry. Hell, she sounded furious. What was so funny about this boy's misfortune that it made you laugh? I didn't think anyone would answer. We'd just stand there and look down at our shuffling feet, realizing that we were still a lot closer to the fourth grade than we had perhaps thought. But someone did answer. Skip answered. He even managed to look at her as he did. "His misfortune, ma'am," he said. "That's what it was, you're right. It was his misfortune that was funny." "How terrible," she said. There were tears of rage standing in the corners of her eyes. "How terrible you are." "Yes, ma'am," Skip said. "I guess you're right about that, too." He turned away from her. We followed him back to the reception area in a wet and beaten little group. I can't say that being called terrible was the low point of my college career. If you can remember much of the 60s, you weren't there, the hippie known as Wavy Gravy once said. But it may have been. The waiting room was still empty. Little Joe Cartwright was on the tube now, and just as green as his dad. Pancreatic cancer was what got Michael Landon, too. He and my mother had that in common. Skip stopped. Ronnie, head down, pushed past him toward the door, followed by Nick, Billy, Lenny, and the rest. "Hold it," Skip said, and they turned. "I want to talk to you guys about something." We gathered around him. Skip glanced once toward the door leading back to the exam area, verified that we were alone, then began to talk.